motioned me when I could start. This shiur is dedicated by Rabbi Yisrael Engel in honor of the Shluchim of the state of Colorado. We're going to be learning the Sicha in Chelik Yudalev, the second Sicha to Parsha Kisiso, where the Rebbe is Masbir Eirashe on the Posik in Parsha Kisiso, Kepitel Lamedalot Posik Ches, the Posik by Yemayer Meshe, by Yikad Arzo, by Yishtocho. The Pesukim here are talking about Moshe Rabbeinu as the Eibishter, Hareini Noos Kvedecha, show me your covet, which means basically, I want to see you. And the Eibishter answered him, Ki le yirani ha'odem v'choi, no one could see me, but what I will do is, I'm going to teach you the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, and then I will pass by, I will put you in the cracks of a mountain, I will put my hand over you, kibiochel, and I will pass by and teach you the Yud Gimel Sarachamim, and when I am passed by already, then I will take my hands off you, and then you will be able to see my back. And as Rashi says, what it means is, you will be able to see the Kesher Shel Tefillin. And then later the Parsha continues that Hashem actually did that. Vayered Hashem ba'onam v'yisatzi v'meshom, v'yaver Hashem alponam, v'Hashem taka passed by, and v'yikro, and he called out and he said, the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim. And right after the Yud Gimel Sarachamim, the Posik says, Vayemaher Moshe, Moshe rushed, Vayiked Arzo Vayishtochu. And he bowed his head, and he bowed down, which means Vayishtochu means he lay down flat on the floor in honor of the Eibishter. On this Posik, the Rashi quotes the words, Vayemaher Moshe, and we know that the Dibur HaMaschil, the quote, the words that Rashi quotes from the Posik are very important to Rashi's Pshat. So on these words, Vayimayim Moshe, Rashi says, Kishero Moshe Shechino Iveres, when Moshe saw the Shechina pass, Vishom HaKeil HaKriya, and he heard the noise of Hashem's calling, Miyad Vayishtachu, right away he bowed down. And the Rebbe is going to explain what bothers Rashi, and this posting that Rashi has to explain it. So Lachure, the Pasha would say, when it says, Vayimayim Moshe Vayishtachu, Moshe rushed the Vayikad Vayishtachu, the question is, what did he see that made him do this? But the Rebbe says you can't say that because there is no question why Moshe Rabbeinu bowed down. Because we already learned earlier, the Posik says, when the Yidden heard good news, they bowed down. And Rashi says, because for good news you have to bow down. So when here Moshe Rabbeinu heard the Yud Gimel Misrachim, which is good news, so Moshe Rabbeinu bowed down. Why is there a question why he bowed down? So it can be the question. And that leads us to another question. That Rashi does write that Lepeil, he bowed down because he saw the Shechina pass and he heard the Keil HaKriya. Where does Rashi get this Chidush that he bowed down for this? Maybe Taka he bowed down for the Psuras Davis. So first there was a Kasha, what's Rashi's Kasha Bechlal? He bowed down, Bepashtas, for good Psuras. And then the second Kasha is that maybe Taka, that's why he bowed down and not because of what Rashi says. Where does Rashi get this that he bowed down because he saw the Shechina pass and he heard the Keil HaKriya? And then the Rebbe continues with another Kasha. If this is what's bothering Rashi, he should have quoted from the Posik, Vayiked Arzo Vayishtocho, that the Posik says he bowed down, and Rashi is wondering, why did he bow down? But what Rashi does is he quotes from the Posik the words, Vayemaher Moshe. He's mashma that that's not what Rashi is explaining. And another, Shaila the Rebbe says, according to this, we see Rashi stresses the word, Miyad Vayishtocho. Right away, he bowed down. There must be something here in the word, Miyad. Therefore, the Rebbe says we can't learn that Rashi's kasha is what did he see to bow down. Must be the Shaili is on the words by Yemayer Meshe. Why did Meshe have been in a rush to bow down? But then the Rebbe says, I don't understand that because it's very simple why he rushed. Because Meshe rushed to do everything. He did everything with Zrizis. He always rushed to do the right things that he's supposed to do. So why is there a kasha why he rushed? And then the Rebbe has more Shailis. I'm not going to mention them all. But one of the shailas is, it says, Moshe saw the Shechina. But didn't Hashem say to him, you can't see the Shechina? Only by Issa Sachera, but you can't see. And here it says he saw. And another shaila, why does Rashi say, Miyad Vayishtachu, right away he bowed down. The Posik says, Vayikad Vayishtachu. First he did Kido, and then he did Vayishtachavos. Rashi should have said, Miyad Vayikad Vayishtachu. Why does Rashi skip the word Vayikad? So the Rebbe explains it, that Rashi is not asking why Moshe Rabbeinu rushed. It's obvious why he rushed. He rushed to do all the good things. Rashi Shaili is, why does the Posik have to tell us that he rushed? Since he did everything Bezrizus, so obviously he did this also Bezrizus. That's the Kasha, an opposite Kasha. The Torah doesn't even have to tell us that. That's why Rashi says that here, the Pshat and Posik is different. Normally we think the Pshat and Posik is that after Moshe had the Shechina passed, and he heard everything, so now he bowed down, he rushed to bow down. Rashi is telling us that the Pshat and Posik is different. Moshe did this before he saw anything. When he saw the Shechina start coming, the Rebbe teaches the words, Kishero Shechina Iveres, when he saw the Shechina is going to come, Vishoma Keila Kriya, and he heard just the voice of the Kriya. He just heard Abish's voice, that's all. Right away, he bowed down. And what was the reason? Why did he bow down here? So the Rebbe explains that the Torah tells us this, he bowed down because by doing this, the Abish fulfilled Meisha Rabbeinu's Bakosha. Meisha asked, I want to see you. So Rashi says here, yes, he saw. But how did he see it? The Abish said, you can't see. So all the Abish said you could see is my back. But here Rashi is telling us that there's another thing happened here. As soon as the Shechina started going, then Meisha saw, and that's not a contradiction to the fact that Hashem says, you can't see me, but you can only see my back. Why? Because seeing means what Abishter, while he's passing, then you would see every detail, and you'd see everything that you can't see. But when Abishter started going, that's a very general outlook, general look. And if it's a general look, that is not called seeing the Abishter. And that is the fulfillment of Meisha's Bakoshe. And the Rebbe even says this is even less than what he saw. He saw Varisto Sacher, he saw the Abishter back, the Kyasha Shel Tefillin. This is even less because this is a general look. And this is what Rashi says, Miyad Vayishtachu, right away he did it, because when he saw the Shechina coming, right away he did it. Now, the Rebbe says, the reason Rashi writes Miyad, and the reason the Posik says Vayimahir Meisha, is Bepashtas to tell you that this happened right away. This happened not after the Shechina passed. This happened right away. But this also includes that he did this extra fast more than he did everything else. Everything he did fast because he did Bezrizus. This was extra fast. Why did he do extra fast? Because he wanted to bow down when he saw the actual Shechina. Okay, he didn't see the details. It was only a general seeing. But he saw the Shechina. And the Rebbe says it's understood that it's not the same. The bowing down to a king when you see the king, Kameshahu, the Rebbe puts it in quotations, Kameshahu, as he is, Legabe, the bittle you have to him, when you see him disguised and hidden in some other form, or when you don't see him, you just know he's there. And therefore, when Moshe saw the Shechina, soon later he wouldn't see it. He wanted to bow down when he saw the Shechina, because that's a greater ishtachavah, it's a greater bowing down than when you just hear and the Abishter is disguised, or you just know that he's there, etc., etc. And then the Rebbe says, that's why the post, Rashi says, Miyad vayishtachu. Right away, Rashi doesn't write Miyad vayikit vayishtachu, because he wants to say he bowed down so fast that you couldn't even tell that there was vayikit. What does vayikit mean? So the Targum says vayikit means the bending of the knees. Rashi learns vayikit means the bending of the head. Now, when you bow down, vayishtachu, which means putting your whole body down on the floor, it's possible to do it without bending your knees. But it's impossible to lay down on the floor without bending your head. So why does sometimes the Torah says vayikid vayishtachu, that they bend their head and they bow down? Well, obviously, they bow down. If they lay down on the floor, they obviously bend their head. To teach you that they meant to do two things. They wanted to show the bittle by first bowing your head. And not only that, they later went down on the floor. But here, since Moshe did it so fast, you couldn't even tell that there was a vayikid. That's what Rashi says, miyad vayishtachu. Right away, there was vayishtachu without vayikid. So Rashi skipping the vayikid shows that this was right away, that you could not even see the vayikid as an entity for itself, as a metzias for itself. And then the Rebbe says, miyena shel Torah, from the yena shel Torah in this Rashi is, that based on what we said before, pshat in Rashi, that Moshe saw the Shechina, actually saw the Shechina in a general way, but he saw the Shechina, that's when he bowed down as soon as he saw it. So that's why Rashi writes here the Loshen Shechina. At Eibishter, we find different Lashenas. Because in Tanya, it says that Eibishter is called Shechina al shem sheshechenus mislabesh estech kol almi, because it rests. Shechina means resting and is mislabesh in all the elements. And in this case, Moshe wanted to bow down when he saw the Shechina by him. That means the Loshen that Shechina is teich kol almi, like the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya. That Shechina means it's in the elements. By Mela, that's what the Pasuk is saying here, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw the Shechina here, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu bowed down. This is the Nekudah of the Sikha. But I want to mention certain things concerning the inyonim of the sicha. One thing we said in the kasha that the Rebbe asked, the second kasha. First he says, what's Rashi? If you're going to say that Rashi's kasha is, what did he see that he bowed down? So the Rebbe says it's not a kasha. What did he see? Why did he bow down? Because the Psuras Davis. And as Rashi said before, for Psuras Davis, you have to bow down. That's one shaila. And then the Rebbe, and from that, it leads up to another shaila. How do you taken know? How does Rashi taken know that he bowed down because of Rosh Chinei Veres and Shoma Kela Kriya? So I want to mention that the way it seemed, the Rebbe's shaila, when the Sikha was given into the Rebbe, was that from Rashi is Mashmeh, that he did not bow down for Psuras Davis. So the two shailas are, one shaila is, what's the kasha, why he bowed down? Pashtas, but Psuras Davis. And then the second shaila is, Lepeil, Rasha's explanation, he bowed down because he saw a Shechina Veres. Where does Rasha get for that he bowed down because he saw the Shechina Veres and Shoma Kela Kriya, and not because of the Psuras Davis? Where does Rasha get it? From Rasha's Mashma, that it wasn't because of Psuras Davis. But we see that's not the way Rebbe writes it. So when the Rebbe was Magia the Sicha, was in Gia every Sicha twice, so the first time he added the word Rak. The way it was written before, how does Rasha know that he was Mishtachave because he Rosh Chine Veres for Shoma Kela Kriya? Maybe he was Mishtachave for Psuras Davis. The Rebbe put in the word Rak. That means that even the way Rasha says it, it's no Raya that he didn't bow down for Psuras Davis also. He probably had a mind Psuras Davis also. But the kasha, the first kasha is, what's the shaila? For sure he bowed down for Psuras Davis. So what's Rasha's kasha? Why did he bow down? And the second kasha is, about he bowed down for Psuras Davis. But Rasha is obviously telling us that there was something else he bowed down for also, for Shoma Kela Kriya. That's the shaila. Where does Rasha get? Not that he bowed down for Shoma Kela Kriya and not for Psuras Davis. How do we know he bowed down for Shoma Kela Kriya and even according to Rasha, in addition to the Psuras Davis? But for sure it was Psuras Davis. That's why the Rebbe added the word Rak, to mean Dilma Hishtachave Rakal Psuras Davis Shoma. Maybe he bowed down just for the Psuras Davis and not not for the other thing also. But if he bowed down for the Psuras Davis, is no stira to Rasha. Maybe he did attack it. But Rasha seems to be adding. Not only that, when it came to the second Hagor, the Rebbe added the word Gam right in the beginning, into parentheses. Minolim Rasha Achidit Hishtachave Gam Al Sheroshchene. How does Rasha know that he's Mishtachave also? In other words, according to Rasha, you don't have to say that he didn't bow down for Psuras Davis. Maybe he did. But obviously, according to Rasha, it adds that he bowed down also for the other reason. That's the Rebbe's Kasha. How do you know that he bowed down also for those things? Then another thing, Kasha Dalet in the beginning. So the Rebbe, the way the Kasha is written in the Sikha, says one word, not as a Kasha. The Rebbe just says, Rasha Madgish Miyad Vayishtachu. Rasha stresses Miyad Vayishtachu. The Rebbe doesn't say Beloshen Kasha, why does Rasha stress Miyad Vayishtachu? Actually, the way the Sikha was written when it was given into the Rebbe, it was a Kasha. Why does Rasha stress, if the kasha is why was Mishtachave, Rasha should answer, because Yerosh Chinei Veres. Why does Rasha have to stress the word Miyad Vayishtachu? The Rebbe changed it. He took out it, not Beloshen Kasha. In other words, according to the Rebbe, it seems that this is not really a kasha. I think why it's not really a kasha, because Lepeil the Posek does say Vayimayer. So even if you would learn that Rasha is telling us why he was Mishtachave, and the answer is because Yerosh Chinei Veres, Rasha could still write Miyad because the Pasuk says Vayimayer. But we do see, it's not a kasha why he writes it, but it's still something that to make a note of that Rasha does stress the word Miyad. So the Rebbe changed it from a kasha, and he just to make a point that Rasha Madgish, Rasha stresses the word Miyad. Why? Not as a kasha, why does he have to do it? But still, we see that the Rasha does stress it, so the Rebbe made it should be a little bit lighter, not Beloshen of a kasha. Then another thing here, when in the Sicha the Rebbe says that Moshe did everything bizrizus, so by the Fabrengen, we know that this Sicha came from Pasha Kisisa Tov Shukhov Tes, by the Fabrengen the Rebbe mentioned that we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Shemayim, to Har Sinai, before Matan Torah, it says he went up always b'hashkome, right away in the morning. So we see from there that Moshe did everything right away. And also there was a hint, not exactly Rebbe said it, but it seemed understood from what the Rebbe said, that there's another thing we find by Moshe. It says when Moshe came down from the mountain every day, and he had message to give to the Eden, so Rasha says, as soon as he came down, right away, he didn't go do his own things, he went right away to tell the Eden. It's another riot that Moshe did everything b'zrizes. Then there's another thing. Rashi already wrote earlier on the posik u'shmartem es ha-matzeis. You should watch the matzeis. So Rashi says it also means mitzvah habor liyotcho altach mitzena. A mitzvah that comes to your hand, don't make it chometzik, which means don't delay it. So all these things seem to be rayas that Moshe Rabbeinu did things by zrizus, and Bechal it says altach mitzena yivdu b'zrizus. The Rebbe Lepeil crossed all this out. He crossed out the raya from the fact that Moshe went up Bahashkome, that Moshe came down right away to the from the mountain and told the Eden right away. He crossed out the raya from Shmartem Samatzes. Obviously, the Rebbe learned that this itself is not a raya for the union of Zrizus. So we have to think why. So the fact that Moshe went up Bahashkome is no raya, did everything with Zrizus. That was the time that he's supposed to go up, not because he did things with Zrizus. Same thing when he went down and he had a message to tell the Yidden. I would also understand it doesn't mean that he did everything bezrizus. And even from the Raya, from Shmartem Samatzes, which Rashi says, mitzvah abol liyotcho, altach mitzeno, the Rebbe crossed that out also. Vice too is that this is not because of zrizus. This is not, don't push away a mitzvah. But we're talking, even when you do a mitzvah and you're doing it right away, do it bezrizus. That's what it seems like. But that's a Raya by Moshe Rabbeinu. But these things are not Raya. What Raya does the Rebbe bring? Like it says by Avraham, Vayimaher, in the Kasha Aleph, after the Rebbe says the other pshat, he says, for sure he did it, Bezrizus, like it says by Avraham, Vayimaher, and it says, Rots Avraham, Vayimaher. And then he says, Araya, but because Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for not doing things right away when he went from Midian to Mitzrayim, it says the Malach wanted to kill him, and the reason was because he should have circumcised Mal, his son, and he didn't. And it's Nisrashal, Rashi says, which means he delayed it. So from there, the Rebbe says, it's a raya, they did the zrizes. But these rayas, obviously the Rebbe holds, these are not a raya to bring that Moshe Rabbeinu did everything with zrizes. I want to mention another thing here. We see Ha'ora 18 here. When the Rebbe says that the real kasha of Rashi is, since we know for sure Moshe did everything with zrizes, so the kasha is, why does the Torah have to tell us why Yemaira did the zrizes? In other words, not the kasha is why he was a Vayimayer. The kasha is the opposite. The Torah didn't have to tell us because it's obvious that he did it. So there was a kasha. There's a Hora 18. And I want to explain this Hora the Rebbe wrote. Behemshech to a shayla we asked. We asked the Rebbe a shayla that what's the kasha, why the Torah tells us. We find that sometimes the Torah repeats the same thing twice. So maybe here also, even though we know it, the Torah repeats it. So we thought, we wrote to the Rebbe, we thought that the Rebbe's shaila is enochaname, sometimes the Torah repeats something, but what's the reason the Torah chose over here to repeat it? Why a person over here the Torah would repeat it? The Torah could repeat other cases. Must be some connection to this union. That's what we thought the Rebbe's shaila was. And the Rebbe crossed that out. And the Rebbe wrote a whole ha'orah, this whole ha'orah. And the ha'orah says that even though sometimes the Torah chazers over something we know before, nevertheless, this is still akasha, because if you're able to be mechalik, we're mechalik. In other words, when do we say that the Torah repeats something where we have no other choice? There's no B or why the Torah said it. But it could be akasha. Why did the Torah say it? And we usually try to answer why the Torah said it again. Sometimes we have no choice, we say it. And the Rebbe continued, al derech, like Rashi says in Mishpatim and in our Parsha, that the Torah writes three times the Isra Basar B'cholov, and it, each time it tells us a different din, even though there are other places where Rashi says, why does the Torah repeat something? Chayav ala b'shnei lavin. So you're chayav two lavin. The Torah wants to tell us twice. And it seems to me that if you're able to explain why the Torah repeats, you have to explain. But Mela, that's the pshat in the shayla of Rashi, the way the Rebbe explains it, that what's the reason here why the Torah repeats and tells us that he did it bizrizus vayimayer when we know already did the bizrizus. So the Rebbe explained that the shaila is not the way we thought is why the Torah picks it here. Bechal it's a shaila. When the Torah repeats something, it's a shaila. If you have no answer, then you say, okay, so then there's no answer, so it must be because he wants to be Eiret Shnei Lavin, if it's a case of a lav. But if there is a reason, so here there is, the Rebbe is asking the shaila, why does the Torah repeat it? Because that itself is a shaila. I want to just mention something interesting, b'negeya this inyan. That a lot of times when the Rebbe was Magia and he wrote something and he quoted a Rashi, a Rambam, something, he usually did not write the Maramokim. I wouldn't say usually. Many times he didn't write the Maramokim, because as we understand, if the Rebbe would quote something and write a Maramokim, he would get up from his chair, take out the Sefer, and look at it and write. He wouldn't write from memory. That's what it seems like. So many times the Rebbe would write a loshen or something and write, leave it open, saying that the people who wrote the sikha should fill in the which pasuk it is, which halacha it is. He would make two parentheses empty, showing that fill it in. So in this case, when the Rebbe wrote that we find many places where Rashi says that the reason the Torah repeats something is l'chayev olo b'shnei lavin, to be aver on two lavin, and here we have, if you look in the sikha, it says amar moki mitzav vov vov, and then he says re'ei pirish Rashi, look in Rashi pashtseinu, which is kisiso lamadalot chav gimel and nishmini yudalot mamdalot emer chav gimel lamadalot. These marmakemes were put in after the Rebbe's first agoa, put in by the ones that wrote the sikha, because the Rebbe left it. And then later the Rebbe was magia. Now lepeil, what happened here, just an interesting thing. They wrote the Rashi in Tzav, or Eip, the Posik in Tzav, or Eip in Rashi, where it says in the way the sikha is printed, Beparshoseinu Lamedalot Chav Gimel, it was written, or Eip in Rashi Siso Lamedalot Chav Gimel. Look at Rashi in Kisiso, in Kapitel Lamedalot Posik Chav Gimel. The Rebbe, when he was Magia the second time, and this was there already, the Rebbe crossed out the word Siso and changed it to the word Parsha Seinu. Because we know the Seder by the Rebbe in all the Sichas, whenever he refers to something that's in this Parsha, the Parsha of which the Sicha is about, he would call it Parsha Seinu. And here, the Rebbe changed from the word where it was written Pirish Rashi Siso, the Rebbe wrote Pirish Rashi Parsha Seinu. But not only that, the Rebbe wrote under these words, where he put in the word Parsha Seinu, he wrote the word Mavhil. Mavhil shows that this is something that's outrageous, meaning to say, you guys, the Rebbe wanted everything to be exact, and therefore things that the Rebbe expected that we should know better, if you didn't do that, the Rebbe was upset. The Rebbe fixed many things, he changed many things, but that he changed were that we don't know, so the Rebbe made it right. But something that the Rebbe expected you to do, so here the Rebbe expected that you should realize that you have to write Parsha Seinu, knowing the Rebbe's style and everything, that in Parsha Seinu, he wrote the word Mavil, just mentioning a interesting thing, B'negei the Sinya. Then another thing. In Sif Gimel, where the Rebbe explains what was the rush of Moshe Rabbeinu, besides the fact that Torah wants to tell us, the Rebbe explains that he did it right away, as soon as he saw the Shekhinah start going, but besides that, he taka rushed. And the Rebbe says, why? Because it's understood that it's not the same the way the darge of bowing down, Hishtachavo lemelech, be'ez shereyin eisekamei shehu, when we see him as he is, legabe de bitl, when you see him disguised and hidden in a different surah, in a different form, or when you don't see him, but you just know that he's here. So the way it was written before, when it was written, it's given into the Rebbe, it just said these words, it's understood that it's not the same when you bow down to the king when you see him, legabe, when you bow down to the king when you don't see him. You just know he's there. And the Rebbe changed it to these words as it's written now, that it's understood it's not the same, the eifn and the dargi of bowing down to a king when you see him, kameshahu, as he is, legabe the bitl, when you see him when he's disguised or hidden, but busacheros akshrei meisei. So the Rebbe made it these words. So I want to point a few things. Number one, the Rebbe changed. The first time when he says the bowing down to the king when you see him as he is, legabe, the bitl when you see him differently. Originally was written legabe, the bowing down when you see him differently. But the Rebbe changed it, that you bow down to the king when you see him, and when he's disguised, you bottle, but you don't bow down. That's what the Rebbe changed it. And as you see in the Horeh, that Horeh 24, the Rebbe wrote, when he fixed that, he wrote Horeh 24, writing like this. Look in Tanya Perik Membeis in the Hagoe, that when you see so many people bowing down to one person, to the king, this itself brings upon you aim of a fachat. Brings that you have to have fear. Ve'ein aimish ishtachave. Doesn't say if a person sees so many people bowing down and bottle to a king, this person, he does, even if you don't see the king, Tanya, it says, if you don't see the king, but you just see the people around, it causes you aim of a fachat. But it doesn't say you will bow down. And the reason is because if you don't see him, then you taka don't bow down. Or you don't see him the way he is, you see him disguised, you will not bow down. It'll cause bittul. That's why the Rebbe changed it to the words that it's not the same if you bow down to the king, bowing down to the king when you see him as he is, legabe, it doesn't say legabe bowing down when you see him disguised. Legabe, the bitl when you see him disguised or you don't see him. Because there you don't bow down. That's one thing. And then we see another thing here. This whole thing of Lagaba, the beetle that you have when you see him disguised. And here also, it's not bowing down. And here the Rebbe added Hora 23, that we find that when they saw the Eibishter, but they saw him disguised, they didn't even bow down. They had beetle, obviously, because you see the Eibishter, but they didn't bow down. In Hora 23, the Rebbe says, Val pizem movement, from this we'll understand, Mashalei Matzinu, it says that at one point by Matan Torah time, they saw Hashem, and Rashi says the word they looked at him, so they saw him, and nevertheless it doesn't say they bowed down, because the Rebbe fixed it that when you see, we don't see the king Meshahu, you don't bow down, as we see over there, they saw him, but it wasn't Meshahu. Also, it says by Kriyas Yamsuf, they saw the Eibishter like a warrior, like a soldier. So they saw, but he was disguised. So they didn't bow down at all. By Matan Torah, it says, they saw him as a zoken, as an old man. They didn't bow down at all. So we see from here, there they don't bow down. And that's what the Rebbe changed the whole thing here, saying that it's not the same when you bow down to the king, when you see him as he is. The Rebbe put these words in quotation, as he is, legabe de bittel, not legabe de bowing down. Both cases, the guy with the beetle you have when he's disguised, that's Lamosha, like the case by Matan Torah, by Yevzus Elikim, or by Kriyas Yamsuf, or by Matan Torah, where it says they saw him kezoken. That's disguised, and they didn't bow down, but they had a beetle. And, or, when you don't see him at all, but you know he's there, that would be the Loshon from Tanya, where you see, then you also don't bow down. So we see how the Rebbe changed this whole thing here. Then a small thing I want to mention, that at the end, the very end, Sifhei, when he talks about the Yain Lashon Torah, an interesting thing, the way it was written originally was Hayain Lashon Torah bePirush Rashi Dilon. The Yain Lashon Torah in this Rashi, in our Rashi, the Rashi we're discussing. The Rebbe changed from the Hayain Lashon Torah to Mi Yain Lashon Torah, which the difference, it's a difference. And we see here how much Rebbe was medayik even in an os. Hayain Lashon Torah means this is the Yain Lashon Torah of this Rashi. As if saying, this is the Chassidish part of this Rashi. Mi Yain Lashon Torah means, this is amongst the things, this is one of the things that of Yain Lashon Torah in this Rashi, which the Rebbe is trying to tell us, that there are more things in this Rashi from Yain Lashon Torah, which he's not discussing. The Rebbe is not going to tell us everything on the Rashi. But he made sure that we see that. So he changed from the word Hay Yain Lashon Torah to Mi Yain Lashon Torah. And another change that the Rebbe made here, that the Rebbe wrote these words. The Sikha says that, why does it say the word Shechina? That's the Yain Lashon Torah. Because in Tanya it says that Shechina is called, Eibishter is called Shechina because he Shechenes umislabesh estech kolam in all the worlds. And then he continues, and therefore, Rashi uses the word Shechina, because in this case, Moshe wanted to bow down to the Eibishter when he sees the Shechina before it passed. Lochei nisker Hashem ameire al shishechenes toich kolalmin Shechina. That's why they use the word Shechina here, because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to bow down when the Shechina is down here, when he saw the Shechina down here. Now, originally, it were a little different words. It just said that therefore, it says here Shechina because the Shechina is shechenes. Which shows an amshochas v'amshoch ashkonas hashchina. That's what it said, and the Rebbe changed it, and he changed it. Loche nisker Hashem hameire al sheshechenes teich kolalmin. He used these words because that's the main point of the words. The whole idea why the Torah Rashi used the word shchina, because we wanted to show that Moshe bowed down when he saw the shchina in here, down here. And maybe it fits to what he said before, that the Shechina was K'meishahu, down here, that Moshe saw it, the Shechina K'meishahu. So therefore, the Rebbe said, stressed the words, that he uses the word Shechina, but it's Shechen is Teich Kol Almin, that it's in the Elam, it's not Stamet that it's Shechen. The way it was written before, that it uses the word Shechina, because Shechina shows that Eibishter Shechen in this world. But the Rebbe made stress that the Shechen Teich Kol Almin, these words he added. And that's the Shechina, because the Inyan here is that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to bow down to the Shechina, to the Eibishter, when the Eibishter, he saw the Eibishter down here in this world. That's why Rashi uses the word Shechina. But what we see from here, and this is not all, but what we see from here, the Diuk of the Rebbe, for instance, in the beginning where he put in just two words, Rak and Gam, and that changes. In the first, that we know, even according to the Havamina, it's not the pshat that we think that Rashi meant that he didn't bow down for the Psuras Tevis. But Rashi is adding something. And the Pale, just to mention that according to the pshat in the Sikha, why doesn't it say Taka he bowed down for the Psuras Tevis? That he doesn't have to say, because that for sure he did. Doesn't have to say. The Torah is Mechadesh a new thing that he wanted to bow down to be Mekayim, what the Eibishter, what he asked the Eibishter, that Narenius Kedecha, I want to see you. And this is part of what the Eibishter, when he saw the Eibishter coming, he bowed down. It's a special thing. But the Psuras Tevis, he had. So we see from the Div, the Rebbe just added Rak in the first ago, and later he decided to make it even clearer, he put in the word Gam. And we see from the Mem that he changed from the Hayyena Shalteir and Bechlal in the Horus, and which things is a Raya for Meshach's reasons not. We see here, Bechlal, how much work the Rebbe put in the Sikha, how Medayik the Rebbe was in the Sikha, that everything should be Meduyik. And therefore, it's important to learn it and go through the Inyan Bediuk, because the Rebbe was Medayik, so we also have to be Medayik. Was it clear?
Yeah, it was very clear.